It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst and Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
So my kid is almost 6 years old, and he saw history this past weekend, too. He went to a game that the Colorado Rockies won. In the year of 2025, it's pretty unbelievable. They are still the worst team in baseball.
They suck.
They're inching up. I mean, they had a little run for a while, but they're still 10 back of the White Sox. It's just going to be Rockies. No matter what they do now, they're inching up. They've won two of their last 10. Rockies still suck. No further words need to be said. Carlos?
You suck!
It's the Rockies for me as well, but I'm doing it for another reason. The Rockies, presumably the Athletics, and I have to take a look really at the rest of the teams that I think could potentially have an all-star where it's just a designated representative. Like, there's nobody on the Rockies that's good enough to be in the all-star game in terms of their production. Maybe Ryan McMahon, but even him, he's having a down year. So the Rockies, the A's, like all these bottom feeder teams are going to get an all-star representative because it's mandated that way. So for that, I'm going to say anybody who's got to force a player to go out there just to wear your hat, you guys all collectively suck. So I'm going to say four teams are going to have players that are forced reps. So
you suck. You suck. You wow. suck.
Well, the A's have Jacob
you
Wilson.
Suck.
That's right. And he's a rookie, so that's pretty good. Okay. But, yeah, I won't count the A's in that. I'm still just going to put four teams arbitrarily. So four you sucks.
All right. For our best, I'll start at the top.
Number one.
Talk about all-stars. They've got three of them. The Detroit Tigers, who I think are a half game back of the Dodgers now for best record in the league. But
yeah,
with what Detroit's doing and how special it is for them, I'm going to keep them at top right now. Dodgers in action against the White Sox. Oh, and by the way, number two.
Number two.
Everything running smooth?
This thing is getting sticky. That's why the "you suck" drops were so spaced apart, too.
No, I thought it just glitched. Dodgers come in at number two. At number three.
Number three.
Three-game win streak. Currently playing the Rockies. Won eight of their last 10. A team that was totally forgotten about. And expectations very low. But the Houston Astros have been playing good ball. They'll come in at number three. At number four.
Number four.
Team is looking to win their division for the first time since 2017. We're not counting the COVID year. Still have a lead. Three games. That would be the Chicago Cubs. And then number five.
Number five.
I'll give it to the Philadelphia Phillies. Carlos.
All right. Very good list. I like that list. If that list were single and I were single, I would buy that list a beer. Very good. My list is a little bit different because I wanted to kind of celebrate the fact that we're on the precipice of getting to the All-Star game, aka the quietest week in sports, aka Listener Appreciation Week here on the Bart Winkler Show. So I rank my teams based on All-Star starters as well as who I think will get into the All-Star to give you a total bump up in terms of players there. So I'll start at number one just like you.
Number one.
I did give some consideration to the Detroit Tigers, but I'm actually going to go with the Dodgers, 54-32. They got three all-stars right now, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Will Smith. Those are your starters. But, dude, it's a murderer's row. You could literally get five more guys to go in as all-stars, and Teoscar Hernandez, Andy Páez, Max Muncy, Mookie Betts, and Tommy Edman. So it remains to be seen how many Dodgers will be in the All-Star game in total of starters and reserves, but they're gonna clear everybody else in terms of the amount of people that will be Dodgers. So for that, number one team for me is LA, and number two, kind of already tipped my hand, into the Detroit Tigers. They have three starters: Gleyber Torres, Javier Baez, and Riley Green. They'll probably get a fourth starter in there, which is why they'll remain number two, which will be Tarek Skubal. He should be the AL starting pitcher, but we'll have to take a look at to see how it'll work in terms of the scheduling, if it starts too close to the game or like right after. So that could be something to monitor. But I would think that the Tigers are going to get four starters. I don't think they're that deep that they're going to get any reserves. So it's up to Tarek Skubal to in order to make it the fourth Tiger to get selected. At number three.
Number three.
I'm going to put my Chicago Cubs, two starters in Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker, already named. Shout out to them boys. I do think Carson Kelly could get some consideration at catcher. That would bring them three all-stars. I don't think anybody in the rotation or in the bullpen will get that nod. So Cubs for me at number three. At number four.
Number four.
By virtue of having a starter and potentially more reserves, I'm going to put the Yankees here. Aaron Judge has got the runaway. Him and Shohei Ohtani ran away with voting. So Aaron Judge is your starter for the Yankees. But I do think they can get two more guys in Paul Goldschmidt and Ben Rice for the Yankees. Ben Rice has been tearing the cover off the ball earlier in the season. Paul Goldschmidt has been a revelation despite his age, as everything that the Yankee fans have been all hoping for. So I think the Yankees can end up with three guys. They'll be my number four team. And lastly,
number five.
They've been scuffling pretty badly as of late, but I think the Mets will be my 15. They got Francisco Lindor, who should have been All-Star last year. He gets his first time nod this year. And I think Pete Alonso will also get in as a reserve. So that'll bring my teams to Dodgers, Tigers, Cubs, Yankees, and Mets.
Good list as well. That is worst in five.